This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, it is the 7th day of August. Great as always to have you with us, everybody. It has been a busy, busy week that we have had. So without a whole lot of messing around, we're going to dig right in. Lee Gallagher is with Fortune Magazine. She's at our studios in New York. Jolene Kent is at Fox Business. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
So let's do a couple of things real quick. First of all, Lee, give me your gut on the unemployment report this morning. 215,000 new jobs. Unemployment stays steady at 5.3%. What do you think?
It was good, you know, about what we expected. The big thing, though, is wage growth is still really not great. And so, but that, even that is sort of like exactly the same thing we've been saying. It's like Groundhog Day. But the real question, of course, is is this strong enough for the Fed to act if it chooses to act in September?
Well, hang on. We'll get to the Fed in a minute.
Okay.
It was, you sounded almost bored there. Oh, yeah, it was fine.
Well, it's like, you know, in the way,
no,
it's
totally.
Good, no drama,
totally.
You know, but it's, you know, totally. I guess it's what we want in many ways.
So, Joe, talk to me about the wages part of this thing, right? Because that is what we have been told all along is what the Fed's waiting for. A little wage inflation, a little rising pressure there, and we're not seeing it.
Yeah, we're not. It was flat last month. It was up, what, 0.2% this time around. And so the wage growth really isn't there to project a little bit of confidence in maybe how consumers might react to rates rising. But overall, I would say no big red flag. Someone out there, I don't know who it was, said it might be strong enough to keep the September Fed hike alive, maybe.
All right. So let us segue now into an equally brief discussion of Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve. Smart money, Lee, or let's say conventional wisdom. I don't know how smart it is. Conventional wisdom is that September is when they're going to hike. I frankly think it's going to be later than that. What do you say?
Well, I kind of think it probably will be later, even though everybody does seem to you know, the alarm bells are signaling.
Yeah.
But, you know, they may want to get ahead of the curve, and they want to preserve the right to raise it very, very gradually. So starting early does do that. But September is really like tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's right. Joe,
yeah.
So what do you think about September? But also talk to me for a second about the importance of the second rise, right? The one that comes after whatever the first one is.
Yeah, it's probably even more important because
it
will be based off of all of the reaction of that first little hike. But I personally think it'll probably be December. September, it does feel like tomorrow, as Lee says. There's still slack in the labor market. If you look at labor force participation, still at, you know, three-decade lows, there is some skepticism there. December might be the Goldilocks time to actually do it.
Oh, good phrase. Good phrase. I like that. All right. Let us go to the conversation du soir last night, the debate, the GOP debate in Cleveland. Amazing ratings for that thing, by the way, like 24 million people, which is bananas. Lee, I want to talk about the way it went economy wise. It was an hour and like 6 or 7 minutes before they got to an economic question in that thing. And I want to posit for a minute that maybe the reason they didn't tackle it sooner, the Fox News anchors, was because they think the economy's in good shape. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, that's true. And then I think the most prominent discussion of business was actually around Donald Trump's
bankruptcy. His bankruptcy, I know, yeah.
But I also think it's significant that the two, you know, Carly Fiorina, conventional wisdom says she won the happy hour debate.
Yeah.
And then you have Trump. And these are both business people. The two people that people are talking about today are CEOs. And you know, this is a time when the economy is on everyone's minds. But it's true that it wasn't a huge part of last night, and that was a little befuddling.
Yeah, especially because, Joe, you know, the recent polling, all of them, Pew and Gallup and all this jazz, by like 75%, people say the economy is the biggest issue for them in this campaign.
Yeah, it is, but it seems like it's such a crowded Republican field that last night the audience seemed to really react to the fact that each of these candidates finally got some more serious questions, and they actually could be stripped away from some of their talking points and stump speeches. But absolutely, you know, the voter is going to vote, so to speak, with their pocketbook. And I think that's probably why you see this Trump appeal, this successful business magnate who's speaking his mind, unbridled sort of enthusiasm for what he thinks, right or wrong.
Unbridled, she says very discreetly, all right? We got to go. Jolene Kent from Fox Business and Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Thank you both.
Thanks,
Kai. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice weekend.